This is my story.
Dear Jim, goodbye. If I never see you again in this life, I want you to know that I will miss you very much. You have been a good husband, and I have tried to be a good wife. I have left my will in the top left-hand drawer of my dressing table under my jewel box. Goodbye, Jim. Oh, dear, I hope I'll be brave enough.
This is my story, a human document in the records of the American Red Cross, whose history of peacetime service is known to every American, whose program of wartime service to American fighting men on all battlefronts and to women and children at home is the greatest and most varied ever attempted by a civilian organization. The American Red Cross gratefully presents Gracie Allen, who has come here to tell the story of Mrs. Laura Graham, who wrote her will and wrote a goodbye note to her husband, and then left her lovely home to do the bravest thing she had ever done in a somewhat spoiled but very happy life. The names are fictitious. The story is true. And now, Gracie Allen as Mrs. Laura Graham, who sits at the Louis Quinze writing desk in her fluffy, fussy boudoir, writing a farewell note to her husband, Jim, while Emma, her maid, stands by, weeping a little.
Your always loving wife, Laura. P.S. Don't be unhappy, darling. One must do what... Oh, yes. One must do what one must do. There.
Oh, Mrs. Graham.
Oh, Emma, will you stop sniffling before you stop me doing it again? Now, give this to Mr. Graham the moment he comes home. I'll meet see.
Oh, Mrs. Graham, do you have to? You're much too nervous to give away a pint of blood.
But knitting sweaters and buying bonds is not enough. We must make sacrifices. I've made up my mind, Emma. That is, yes. One must do what one must do.
Mrs. Laura Graham.
Here I am.
If you'll just sit at this desk, please, one of our ladies in gray will ask you a few questions. How do you do?
Well, I'm not doing very well at all, thank you.
That answers the first question. Is this the first time you ever came here to donate your blood?
Oh, I feel drained of it already.
Your skin doesn't match my uniform yet.
But I feel green, just like I did when I was coming out.
At a party?
No, coming out of a tonsil operation.
I see what you mean. I had mine out, too. You're not the first jittery person who's come here. Some people seem to think we have a group of fumbling amateur nurses punching holes in their arms. This isn't so, Mrs. Graham. We have physicians, registered nurses, and skilled technicians who do the actual blood taking. We ladies in gray, nurses' aides, canteen workers, staff assistants, and members of the motor corps stand by ready to help the doctors and nurses in whatever way we can. By the time you leave this building, you'll have passed through the hands of at least a dozen people.
Oh, that's almost as many as I go through at a beauty parlor. I'm starting to relax already.
That's fine. Now, are you 110 pounds or over?
Oh, goodness, over.
Have you had anything to eat before coming here?
Oh, I couldn't look at food. Oh, but I did have a cup of black coffee.
I think that takes care of everything, Mrs. Graham.
You know, I certainly feel better for talking to you. You know, you look terribly familiar. Haven't I seen you somewhere?
Perhaps it was at the governor's ball.
Oh, now, do I look as though I go to those dull affairs?
I have to go to them. I'm the governor's wife.
Oh!
I'll take your hat and coat, and in a minute you'll be given a card to check. Would you like to read a magazine?
Oh, no, thank you. I'll just sit here and cool off.
You do look a little flushed.
I mean, that's not flushing. It's blushing. I think I insulted one of your ladies in gray.
The governor's wife?
Yes.
I'm sure she can take it.
You think she can?
I ought to know. I'm her daughter.
Oh, my word. Everybody down here is a celebrity.
Oh, no, they ain't, lady. My kid sister's one of them nurse's aides.
Oh, is your sister here now?
No, she goes on duty after she gets home from Lockheed.
Goodness, I should think her boyfriend would object.
Oh, he can't, ma'am. He was at Pearl Harbor.
This is Laura Graham.
Oh, coming. Oh, will you tell your sister I'm so sorry about her boyfriend?
Oh, he ain't dead, lady. He got a load of plasma from the Red Cross pumped into his veins, and he's okay now. He's the reason my kid sister's here, and I'm here. I guess you're here.
Oh, you're right, young man.
Mrs. Graham, will you take this card and check the answers so we can have your medical history? You can sit right down here next to Mrs. Darcy.
Oh, fine. How do you do, Mrs. Darcy?
Hello.
Oh, let's see now. Well, I haven't had malaria, or tuberculosis, a persistent cough, or a pain in the chest. I'm not short of breath. My feet don't swell, and I don't have fainting spells, and I weigh over 110 pounds. Well, I guess I'm able to give my blood to some poor lad in Guadalcanal, North Africa, or even here back home, Miss Darcy.
I'm giving my blood for my boy, Sammy.
Oh, are you?
He wrote me and said maybe they'll have to give him a blood transfusion before he can get well. Do you think if Sammy knew the blood they were giving him was mine, he might get better faster?
Oh, I'm sure. But I didn't know they had a personalized blood service. But, Mrs. Darcy, I'm sure Sammy will get better. He has such a brave little mother.
Little? I weigh 125 pounds.
Well, I'd never know it.
Mrs. Darcy, the nurses are ready to give you the physical examination now.
Goodbye, Mrs. Graham.
Oh, Mrs. Darcy, you dropped something.
Why, Mrs. Darcy, you've got weights in the hem of your dress.
I wanted to weigh more, so they'd take my blood.
Oh, I'm afraid you're underweight, Mrs. Darcy. Suppose you come in the canteen and have a cup of coffee.
But Sammy...
Oh, now, don't you worry about him, Mrs. Darcy. If he can't have your blood, he'll have mine.
There, Mrs. Graham, we've taken your temperature, pulse, blood pressure, and blood count here. All set now for your donation.
When you're through taking my blood, I want this put on the bottle. To Sammy Darcy... from a friend of his mother.
Well, Mrs. Graham, I'm afraid that's impossible.
Goodness me, why?
Well, by the time the blood goes through a certain number of processes and becomes dry plasma, it doesn't matter whose it is as long as it's capable of doing its work.
Oh, dear, what'll I tell Mrs. Darcy?
Well, you leave that to us, Mrs. Graham. I'm sure we can convince her that the plasma being sent to Sammy goes to him with as many heartfelt wishes for a speedy recovery as she herself would send him.
Oh, well, that's true, nurse. I haven't a son in the service, and yet I know with every drop of blood leaving my veins will go a prayer that it will do somebody else's son a world of good.
That's a lovely thought, Mrs. Graham. Now, I think one of the nurse's aides is ready to take you to a car.
Well, here I go. Oh, if only my husband could see me. You know, Mr. Graham says I'm so delicate, the least little thing upsets me. He'd never believe I could be so brave and casual about this. I am being casual, aren't I?
Laura!
Yes, Jim? Why, Jim Graham, what on earth are you doing down here?
What am I doing down here? I come home and find Emma dissolved in tears, and your note, and your will. Now, I thought you'd gone off to commit suicide or something. What are you up to?
Why, I... Jim, you mustn't shout so. You'll startle the people. It's not good for you to be startling people when you're giving blood.
What? You mean you came down here to... this note, I thought you were going to die or something.
Oh, nurse, you mustn't mind my husband. He's very excitable. He always gets things mixed up, don't you, Jim?
Well, so help me, Hannah.
Jim?
Sometimes I just don't know. Nurse, Mrs. Graham doesn't know what she's doing.
Well, I certainly do.
She's in no condition to give to the blood bank. She's not well. She's a very nervous woman. Why, the time I cut my finger opening a can of beans, she fainted.
Oh, Jim, that was 10 years ago.
And you haven't changed since.
Oh, well, now that's where you're wrong, Jim. I've changed more in the last 10 minutes than I've changed the last 10 years.
Oh, wonderful. even if I don't believe it. And I'll probably have to carry you home, though.
The Red Cross motor car will take care of your wife, Mr. Graham, if she has to be taken care of.
I shall walk out of here under my own power and with flying colors. How do I think of all those things at a moment like this? Nurse!
Yes, Mrs. Graham?
You may lead me to my cot.
Yes, Mrs. Graham.
Nurse, shouldn't she be out by now?
It takes 10 to 15 minutes, Mr. Graham. Here, have a cup of coffee and relax.
No, no thanks. Look, the door's opening. Oh, it's a man.
Oh, what a session.
You sit right down here, sir. Coffee? Cocoa? Orange juice?
Coffee. Oh, and no sugar donut you had last time, please.
I'll be right back with him.
May I never go through that again.
You minded it?
And how?
If a husky like you suffered, a woman would probably mind it much more. Wouldn't she?
Oh, now look, mister, don't get me wrong. This is my fourth time here. Now, they could take a quart of blood out of me and I wouldn't mind it. But there was a dame in there this session that talked steady for 10 minutes. I got dizzy listening to her.
Oh, my poor Laura, having to listen to a hysterical woman.
She wasn't hysterical. She just talked and talked. I hate Gabby dames.
Say, she wasn't a...
Uh-oh. Here she comes now.
Laura!
Oh, hello, Jim. Simply star.
Hey, look, mister. You can hit me right here on the jaw.
Hit you? Why, man, I've got to conserve my strength. You're looking at a new donor.
Oh, Jim, I'm so proud.
Of me, dear?
No, darling, of the Red Cross.
All right, Mrs. Graham. And the Red Cross is proud of you. As every American is proud to know, that every American agrees that in these times, we must all do all we can do. Ladies and gentlemen, Gracie Allen, who has talked a lot as Laura Graham in our story, speaks now for herself and for the American Red Cross. Miss Allen.
Thank you. Laura Graham sounded pretty silly, didn't she? But bless her, even Laura discovered and understood that we can all be brave and unselfish in our various ways in times like these. Can be and must be. It is a duty of each and every one of us to give all possible to the Red Cross so the worldwide program of this organization can keep pace with the advances of our armed forces. Thank you.
The American Red Cross thanks Gracie Allen for her appearance on this program, arranged through the Hollywood Victory Committee. In the cast appearing with Miss Allen were Fred Mackay, Verna Felton, Beverly Brown, Sarah Berner, Mel Blanc, and Jack Masser, all of whom donated their services. This Is My Story was written by Connie Lee through the Hollywood Writers Mobilization Committee.